If you have your Bibles with you, take and open them up to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. And elders, being that Miss Connie is ailing, we will take and move the elder meeting from this Wednesday to the following Wednesday. So I think we made it around all of you, but just in case. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Title of the message is Bigger Plans. You know, we always make our plans and think what we're going to do. Y'all got plans after service today and plans this week and so forth. But they're generally what we put out as our plans. And so God says He has a different way and different thoughts. And we find if we yield to Him, He has bigger plans. We may not always understand it right at the moment, but He does have bigger plans. With that, I want to say one thing before I get started into the message. I know on the news and all, it's a big deal about the celebration of Pride Day, and also next week on Father's Day. And when you think about that, they call it Pride Day. Why was Lucifer kicked out of heaven? Amazing, ain't it? They call their celebration Pride. And that's also why God says it's not just a sin, it's an abomination. So something for you to ponder. All right, Isaiah 55, plans, just as we talked about, all plans are made. God comes and speaks to us in His Word, and this morning we want to look at a couple of those examples of what happens if we don't follow His plans. Long and short of the message here, and make it pretty quick, if you don't follow God's plans, I got news for you, you got a train wreck coming. So go ahead and feel free to do it your way. And we've had that saying for a number of years is, I did it my way. Yeah, well, I found out a long time ago, my way is not the best way, okay? His way is the best way. Invite you to stand to honor the reading of God's Word, Isaiah chapter 55. We will begin in verse 6. Isaiah 55, 6. Says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You may be seated. So kind of looking at some examples of this, and many of you have a lot of ways I could give you some from my personal experiences, but we will look into God's Word of what He shows these examples are. Turn, if you will, back over to 2 Chronicles for a moment. The book of Chronicles, oftentimes people want to shy away from because it's just telling who was the king and what they did and so forth. But in there, you find about the ways in which to live and how those kings lived, whether they were godly or ungodly, and what took place with them. So the book of Chronicles is not only the chronicalizing the kings and who their sons and so forth were, but also give you and I a guide about living, following exactly what Isaiah said, that His ways are much greater and grander than ours, even though we don't understand at the time. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. While you're turning to that, 2 Chronicles chapter 25, I'm going to introduce you this morning to three different kings. The first one is Amaziah. Thank you there, getting it. Amaziah, I always have to remember Isaiah first so I can put the Amaz in before that. Amaziah in chapter 25 is preparing to go to war. It begins in, I'm going to drop you in verse 25. It says, Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together to set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds according to their father's houses throughout all of Judah and Benjamin. Now remember at this time, Judah is separate from Israel, which we would be called Ephraim, as you will see in the Old Testament. It's not one nation, but they're split. And he continues here in verse 5. He says, all of Judah and Benjamin, and the number of them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000. And found them 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired, in verse 6, 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel. This is the other side of it. And for 100 talents of silver. But the man of God came to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, and not with any of the children of Ephraim, which will still be on that Israelite side. He says, but if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has the power and to overthrow. So he's basically telling him from the outset, if you take those men from Israel with you, no matter what your numbers are, you will not prevail. Verse 9, then Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come up from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Then Amaziah strengthened himself, and leading his people, he went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of the people of Seir. We see here, because God is in it, he prevailed. He sent the prophet to let him know, because of the sins that Israel was fallen against God, he was not for them and would not let them prevail. And that is the same trueness of our plans. No matter what it is, we can make our plans that are big, we can make them that are small. But folks, the bottom line, if God is not in it, those plans are not going to turn out like we thought. Somewhere in there, it's not the best thing. Remember, Paul writes to us that all things in Romans 8:28 work for the glory of God. And just as Mike, as we did here in prayer and praise, it's important that we thank him for what he does. Even those things that we may not have asked, but God allows us to be the beneficiary of his perfect will. Over in the next chapter, in 26, of 2 Chronicles. In this next chapter, what we see take place here is the fact that there is another king named Uzziah. Now, Uzziah has become very prideful and full of himself. And Uzziah here begins to show what he is going or planning to do in beginning in verse 18. And so Uzziah came after Uzziah. And he says, And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests and sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn the incense. Get out of the sanctuary. You have trespassed. You shall not have no honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all of the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, and for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. And it continues that he passed away. Oftentimes, we find that the consequences of our decision not only can be life-altering, but for the remainder of our lives. You say, well, that's kind of harsh. Well, you also got to remember we serve a God who is righteous. His judgment are not our judgments. We started out in Isaiah, His thoughts are not our thoughts, His ways are not our ways. But what we do understand is that His ways are perfect, whether we understand or not. And we have to allow ourselves, especially if we elect to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, to be subject to His perfect will. Again, no matter how we think it may happen or what we think would be best, we see the immediate now and right at the place, maybe a few minutes ahead. But He sees far into the future. So Jotham takes over in chapter 27. And Jotham chose to change what he had lived through, seeing what had happened to his father. In chapter 27 of 2 Chronicles, verse 6, says, "So Jotham became mighty because he had prepared his way before the Lord." And his reign of the next 16 years was exactly that. He overcome many battles and many of the people that they had to war with, and he greatly improved what was taking place in his lands because he gave the honor and the glory to the Lord. For you and I, looking not only at the Old Testament of what happened to these kings, outlines exactly what is in the same of the New Testament, that once we ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, our focus should be on Him. Our focus should be to give His will above our will. I started this out by talking about pride. When we read of what takes place, why Lucifer was kicked out of heaven is because he wanted it his way, not God's way. And he went to war thinking he was more powerful and greater than the Lord Himself. Number one, the Lord tossed him out. Number two, he sent his son to overcome the greatest warfare that would ever be between good and evil. And Jesus was victorious over that by defeating death and being resurrected. Even as you and I can be resurrected spiritually to live forever because of the blood of Jesus Christ and our belief in Him. One last scripture I will take you to is Jeremiah. Some of you probably know this by heart. Jeremiah 33:3. And the Lord says, "Call unto me, I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." You know, the privilege that you and I have is serving a God that's not only living, but He sees all the way back from when it began. He will see it all the way into eternity forevermore. And He says, "Come unto me." If we yield ourselves before Him, He will show us great and mighty things that we never even conceived of being able to take place. We never conceived was possible. Many of you I know have experienced those great and mighty things, and there's more to come. But it's making ourselves available, even as the prophet of old, when God called, he said, "Here am I, send me." No matter what it is that God wants to send us to, he will prepare our way, he'll equip us with the tools that we need in order to accomplish his will. His word also tells us that his will go out and it will never return void. And his will, not only the word of God that he speaks and hears, which is true, but also the words that he gives through the Holy Spirit to each one of us. When you really begin to think about that, that whatever the Holy Spirit is wanting you to do or where he needs you to go or whatever that task is, God says it'll never return void. Paul reminds us not only do all things work to the glory of God, but he also adds an "and" in that verse 28, "and it blesses those who love the Lord." That means you and I. His way is not only the better way, but his way will also bring us great joy and bring us an abundant life through him. I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes this morning.